guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals.
Hello and welcome to the American Awakening. This is going to be a Bergy Bit edition tonight. I'm actually going to be using this for my IRN broadcast on IRNbroadcast.com between the period of the hours of 7 and 8 Eastern Time tonight. So, killing two birds with one stone. Got a great show lined up for you folks. My name is Patrick Bergy, PFC Bergy. You can visit us at freedomstream.tv. You can find the Bergy Bit on freedomstream.tv/Bergy-Bit. You can follow us on Twitch at PFC_Bergy, which I'm starting to do more broadcasts there on Twitch, and we'll start going live there on YouTube, The American Awakening under PFC Bergy. Please, if you can, go to freedomstream.tv, go to the Shadowgate Civil Lawsuit Fund. We'll be going into that, why we need that a little bit later, why we need your help with that, and why it's so important and significance of it in a very short bit later on in the show. I really put this together as quickly as possible today. Although I've been working on it all day, it ended up coming right down to the wire. So hopefully things are going to play out okay and be able to, you know, not have too many screw-ups. But again, thank you very much for tuning in. Let me bring you over here to the Bergy Bit. Let's transition into the Bergy Bit, which is actually going to be a little bit more than a bit, but, you know, that's good. Can't have enough of Bergy's bits, right? Here we are. Alright. Alright, which means we get an entirely new theme music. Yes, yes. Kind of gives you the Justified, kind of like from Justified with Nick Searcy and Timothy Oliphant. Awesome actor. So that works out well. Little Bird told me that we'll be having, they've actually named it, and they'll be publicly releasing the name here in the next few days. Should have some information on the premiere date also shortly for the documentary that Nick Searcy was putting together, of which I will be featured in. With that, my story, which should make this a very interesting documentary, right? God bless Nick Searcy and Chris, his producer, for getting this message out, for helping to get this message out. Tori helped get this message out a little bit last night. Tori and I did a stereo. Those are always fun. I think we started that little about quarter after 10, 10 after 10. Went till, I think, you know, like 12:30. We were going pretty late. Had a little, the Tiki Bar had a little more background music than I would have preferred. What do you do about that, right? you know, I had set everything up perfectly. Even the pool was empty. There weren't going to be a bunch of kids running around and screaming and yelling. But they decided to keep the park open last night and crank the music up, which completely screwed up my location. You know, I scouted that out well in advance, but I could not have prepared for that. But one of the things that Tori and I were discussing on the stereo last night was, and I can't think of the name, but there was a nominee for the Land Bureau, Land Management, in front of, I believe, the Senate, Congress, whoever confirms them. And Tori had done that on Tori Says. Go to ToriSays.com, too. She's got a lot of good stuff there. But Tori was talking about that on Tori Says, and that carried over into our stereo conversation. I want to play you just a bit. I think this is just a few minutes here, and then I will... I think this is about maybe 5 minutes. So I may interject on this, but may just let it play through. Let's see how that goes here.
You know, like phoning in a fucking bomb threat.
Yeah. And yeah, but how is it? Okay.
And she's nominated by Biden, and they're supporting it. With stupid shit, like she didn't write it. It was typed.
For in Department of Interior or something, right? What is it?
Her name's not John. It's Johnny. Huh?
What was she nominated
for? Yeah,
for
Land Bureau.
Oh, Land Bureau. Oh, thank God. My dad would be. My dad. We grew up on a farm with a grain elevator. He'd be rolling in his grave right now. But
he would.
It's like that's bad, right? But that's kind of like upward. That's kind of like just a level above mosquito control. Compared to Swalwell, who's
not
you know,
to offend
banging
the mosquito
a Chinese
control people.
Spy and gets a seat on the like. Well, he's like the head of the Intel committee.
Oh my god!
Right?
He can't even fucking. Oh my god! He's such
right?
a chump. I still remember his video from where he was getting a haircut or something.
How do they do that?
He looked like
or
such
again.
A schmuck.
Or again?
And it's
okay.
Yeah,
Swalwell. Swalwell.
Yeah,
oh my god!
Swalwell.
Swalwell. Yeah, he struggles with some things. But then on the other side, to be fair, you got Matt Gaetz, who was stood up by the same guy that stood up Al Sharpton. Right? And, you know, and he leads an organization called the Proud Boys, largely, which are named after a gay musical. Tori, you can't make this shit up. And I'm like, it
looks like a shit. It's like someone is fucking. If you step back, you look at the population, and you're just like, please tell me that you guys are not buying it.
Tell me you're seeing this.
And yeah, I know. It's like, you've got to be real dumb to be like, yeah, you know.
Oh
I'm just saying, if you were looking down, you'd be like, come on, man. It's really not fair.
No.
It's like everyone's handicapped. And that's the problem. This is why the people hate the people of tomorrow hate the people of better. You know, like phoning in a fucking bomb threat.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, but how is it? Okay.
And she's nominated by Biden and they're supporting it with stupid shit. Like
for,
she didn't write it. It was typed.
For in Department of
like
Interior or something, right? What is
people
it?
Of tomorrow
John,
hate
Johnny.
The people of today.
Huh?
What was she nominated
for?
Yeah,
for Land Bureau.
Oh, Land Bureau. Oh, thank God. My dad would be. My dad, we grew up on a farm with a grain elevator. He'd be rolling in his grave right now. But,
You know, like phoning in a fucking bomb threat.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, but how is it? Okay.
And she's nominated by Biden.
Oh my God! There we go. So I just switched over to a new broadcast software, and as I was saying, it doesn't have quite as much functionality and intuitive tools as the other one. Sorry about that. Few moments of dead air there. Anyway, so I had to go through and reset a couple things there. No, but that, you know, the argument she was making was, oh my God, can you believe they let this girl in? This woman, she was apparently tree spiking, right? Which was like maiming and wounding the lumberjacks and such. It was... she had done all sorts of, apparently been accused of all sorts of eco-terrorism, and she's being nominated to land management by Biden's administration. It's the inmates have gotten control of the asylum, right? The inmates are in charge of the asylum, and it's dangerous. It's laughable. You want to laugh. You want to cry. I definitely get mad. And then people kind of look at that and say, oh, wow, you know, Bergie's being a dick. But I've often commented, you know, walk a mile in my shoes. I've had now three documentaries, of which I've been a subject of. Fourth is coming out very soon. I've had a producer, the mother that produced the first documentary, arrested as she's uploaded. I'm just, you know, walk a mile in my shoes, and you'd be pretty bitter, a little salty, as they say. But, you know, and some people look at that like, oh, this guy's being a dick. And I think a lot of people say, well, you're never going to get people to work with you. Well, these are the bad people to begin with. If they're just using that as an excuse not to work with you. There are others that don't call people out like me, and they don't get worked with either. They just come up with another excuse, right? But, I don't mind. I wear being called a dick by an asshole as a badge of honor. Which brings me to my next next stereo clip.
Because pieces of garbage like that are given platforms by people that say that they support the troops, say that they are patriots. And yet they give a person like that a platform. And they throw an Afghanistan veteran DOD whistleblower like me under the bus. And I get it. I can be a dick sometimes. But I'm a dick because of people like that. You know? If we didn't have these Sarah Carters and shit, I wouldn't be half the dick that I am. But I kind of have to be. And you'd be too. You already are. Jesus. Right?
I'm a dick?
Well, you are.
You just said,
in a way. You know, no, you've got a real bad taste in your mouth from all these people, right?
Oh, I
and you get a little bit salty. Nice. I imagine there's a few people out there that were like, wow, that Tory's a dick. I bet you there are. And be proud of it, because those people are assholes.
Fuckers.
Right?
Fuckers.
So,
fuckers.
Wish we could play Team America right now, the dicks and assholes speech?
Don't you wish?
We're dicks! We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks! And the Film Actors Guild are pussies. And Kim Jong-il is an asshole. Pussies don't like dicks, because pussies get fucked by dicks. But dicks also fuck assholes. Assholes who just want to shit on everything. Pussies may think they can deal with assholes their way, but the only thing that can fuck an asshole is a dick with some balls.
With some balls.
The problem with dicks is that sometimes they fuck too much, or fuck when it isn't appropriate.
Yes, Gary, yes.
And it takes a pussy to show them that. But sometimes pussies get so full of shit that they become assholes themselves. Because pussies are only an inch and a half away from assholes. I don't know much in this crazy, crazy world. But I do know that if you don't let us fuck this asshole, we are gonna have our dicks and our pussies all covered in shit.
I couldn't resist that. So that was one nice thing about bringing that over from last night's broadcast. Bear with me one moment. I want to copy something over here and bring it back over here into the Bergster bit. Here we go. That's not working. There we are. Referenced. But no, that was one of the greatest speeches I've ever heard from the UN, right? Can we all agree with that? No. It's really kind of hard to deal with sometimes, right? It's hard to figure all of this out. I think a lot of people are struggling trying to figure all this out. We talked about it's a good stereo. I recommend you go back and check out the full broadcast. You know, we go into that a bit. We go into why people are acting kind of uniquely different than they at this period in time than they had before, and I suggested to Tori, it seems like. It seems like, you know, maybe the hacking of mankind's shadow by applications similar to ShadowNet and other now boutique services available to spread and disseminate lies, how they've been doing it for decades and decades now with television and then with radio and then television. As these new technologies evolve, mankind, a certain component of the human race, has chosen more malevolent paths than others. They've chosen to use technologies that could really help bring people together, and they choose to use them as a way to divide and for their own personal profit. And how do you wrap your head around that, right? And it's been going around. It's been going on, like I said, long before social media platforms came around. But obviously, the capabilities of these social media platforms is a lot more. It amplifies everything in just such a much bigger way that I think it's really kind of starting to mess with people's perceived realities, right? Imagine the processes that have to go through our minds, the human brain, to be able to comprehend and everything that we observe, to be able to take the things that comes in through our eyes and gets processed by all of our other senses, right? In little tiny plus minus voltages going off in our neural network, our mind's neural network, which, by the way, neural networks are what they have, the terminology they use for quantum computing and artificial intelligence, right? They're really trying to recreate intelligence, our intelligence. I think they just want to do it without a soul. Obviously, they can't do it with a soul. Only God can do that, right? But I think, you know, it just seems logical that if eventually you break that reality enough using some of these new technologies that look completely real, but have been tactically in a coordinated fashion disseminated or put in front of you predictively to get you to purchase this or think like that, right? How that benefits you, I mean, in some cases it does. Technology can make things much easier for you to find, much more convenient. It can bring people, like I said, it can bring people together, or it can tear them apart, right? Trump's got a lawsuit coming up here. Well, he's announced it. It's in the Southern District of Florida, in Miami, if I'm not mistaken, where it's being filed. Trump is going after the big TRICOMs. And Tori and I had a discussion about that last night on Stereo. And, you know, so it's nice. I'm going to play that in just a moment. It's about 5 minutes. And what that goes into is, you know, okay, so Trump's got this. Trump's filing this lawsuit. And you look at all of the newspaper articles, all the articles. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, all the articles by, like, CNN you know, what was that? USA Today, who attacked Shadowgate, right? Calling them out. They're in the lawsuit, in my lawsuit. But you look at all of these things. You look at all of the reporting they're doing, and they're pretty much consistent, saying he doesn't have a chance. Others have tried and failed because private corporations cannot be held responsible for violating people's freedom of speech, because the corporations have a right to say what goes on their platform and not. Now, that's really great, because they certainly didn't agree with that when it came to, you know, baking, you know, making a cake or not, with something that you, and putting something on that cake that you as a business owner might disagree with, that will violate your constitutional rights. It wasn't freedom of speech, though. These guys, people are trying to attack right now, I believe it's Section 302, which is what these big platforms use to give themselves protection. They give themselves protection from being liable to the content that people put out by not being editors. On that same note, Kinko's is protected, right? Kinko's cannot be held responsible for what their customers come in and make copies of, right? That's a good thing. You don't want Kinko's having to look at everything that you're making copies of and determining whether or not they approve it, right? Because look at what they're doing. And I guarantee you, folks, that's what they're going to be going after. If you don't think they are, I respectfully just think you are living on another planet. Because what they're doing with social media right now is they're going after particular groups, right? They want you to think they're just going after Trump, you know, conservatives, but they aren't. They're going after the liberals, too, because the people who are behind this are the establishment politicians on both the left and right, the people that hated Trump, the people that got so many people to go along with hating Trump, even after the man was had the number one show for 15 years in America, literally. What a billion dollars can do, as far as destroying the integrity of someone, right? Destroying the credibility. They did a good job with that. I tried warning everybody. I tried. But the lawsuit is going after violating constitutional protected speech. First Amendment stuff. And all these articles coming out by CNN and USA Today are saying, hey, he's not going to be able to get away with that. This has already been shown that you can't force a business to, well, a business can dictate what content goes on its network. All right. Well, it couldn't if the company said, we don't want any videos or any black people on our platform. That would be an obvious violation, constitutional violation, right? And they could be sued and they could be held liable for that significantly, right? But they're saying, oh, you know, they have the freedom to control what people say, the speech. Kind of do. I'm not going to argue that. I hope they do, because I agreed with the baker guy who didn't want to put something he religiously that violated his religious beliefs. There's a whole nother constitutional protection, but it was speech as well. But he didn't want that to happen. So, you know, I fully support businesses being able to do that. Now, a couple days after that, Jen Psaki came out and said, oh, made the comment on how the White House is actually controlling some of the stuff that are controlling the narrative of what the social media platforms are either denying or allowing. And what that did immediately was changed the ball game from, that immediately changed the ball game from it being protected by, you know, 302, 203, whatever, 302, I think. It went from changing that to be protected to because according to, like, Ted Cruz, if the government is instructing one of these private businesses to do something, then, you know, the government shall make no law that, you know, violates Constitution, right? So the government cannot make a law or cannot enforce something or do something that restricts a person's speech. A business can, a government can't. But apparently, according to Cruz and several other people, when the government is dictating to companies what they can and can't allow on their platforms, then that changes things. It does for Trump. Now, but how are you going to prove that? Everybody was all excited that Jen Psaki had mentioned that, but how are you going to prove that? Well, let me play this from Tori and I last night. I think you'll find it interesting. I believe this is about 5 minutes. It's worth it. If I can get it to play. Then not that one. There we go.
You know, you can't, a private corporation can't be sued for violating your constitutional rights. Unless it's like a civil rights or something, right? They can't
be
sued.
Which is like forcing you to put something in your body kind of thing. That's a civil right.
Yeah, absolutely. ADA, you know, housing
Gina,
acts. There are absolutely things that they can't do. But constitutionally, freedom of speech is not protected by businesses. Businesses have freedom of speech too. And if they don't want to bake you a cake, they don't have to, right? At least that's how it's supposed to work. But so what's the basis then of Trump's lawsuit if Facebook can get away with it. Please.
The basis is to show that they're considered a public utility because the majority of their operations are run through, from, and with intellectual property of the U.S. government.
Of the government, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, and that Psaki came out and said, yeah, well, we're helping, well, we're coordinating with them, but we're not, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, she's like, we told Facebook to remove shit and be stricter. Mm-hmm.
So that would be the argument that the Trump case is making, and what's going to be about probably a trillion. So what do you have to do in that case? You have to prove that there was a relationship between the government and these private organizations and nonprofits that are banning people, blocking people, and like Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going with this.
I'm
going
to let you go there. Of course I do.
Who, okay, so that's the case. Who do you know that has a shovel-ready case that ties every one of them to doing exactly that, that ties the government using these tools that taxpayers paid for to influence and alter and project manage the, like, let's say, the purge of 1/6, right? You know, that was coordinated across mm-hmm. multiple platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you know that has a shovel-ready case that ties every one of them in with a nice neat bow with forensically verifiable evidence?
I'm going to guess. I think Who? The guy's name is Patrick Bergy.
Might be. Kind of handsome guy, about yay tall, right? Probably smokes too much.
Hangs out with a weird Stevie the Beach guy.
Yeah, and can be a dick on occasion. But he's all right. No. Does my case not sound exactly
like what he's saying?
What he's doing? It's like I think he went to my site and just wrote it from my shit. But yet he doesn't have the names. He doesn't have the connections, the name.
We have the connections.
The actual contracts. Yeah, we do.
You're actually exactly. That's
yeah.
the point.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What now? That's people are going to start listening. Do you think people are going to start listening now?
People are going to start listening because we don't have time.
Yeah.
We don't have time.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. Bergy's a dick. Noted. But he's got the keys that will crack this entire thing wide open. He does. It's in his affidavit. Look at me talking to me in a third person. Calling myself a dick.
No. You're not a dick. You're salty as fuck.
Can be.
But...
salty as fuck. Is my point not completely proven with this lawsuit or what?
No, it is.
It is. And so that's why I'm a little salty. And that's why I'm a little, you know, this and that. Oh, hey, Nick's documentary is actually going to cover some of this stuff. Nick Searcy's documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cover some of the, I talked about this in detail. And if they leave that shit in there, this is, he's going to be doing this in about 3 weeks. This shit's going to be coming out. August is going to be an interesting month.
Yep, it's going to be super hot. It's the prelude to fucking October. That shit's going to be crazy.
What does Tory says say? What does Tory says say? They can't stop this.
No,
I've said that too.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't have, Tory's your army, your infrastructure, the shit that you've been putting together for this war for years, right? I don't have any of that. But I do have my personal knowledge, and I knew this shit. I knew this shit, right? It wasn't any question. I helped build it. I got all the files, all the data. I'm not hiding out. And I'm not stuck in Russia right now. And I ain't no Edward Snowden. Because the only thing that I ever talk about, I don't ever talk about anything we may or may not have done that was classified operationally. All I talk about are the damn flyers that we have that show exactly what we were capable of doing by Obama's national security advisor that were made like between 08 and 10. And that's exactly what would be used to do that. And the fact that Facebook partnered with him would, demands. Yeah. It demands.
Yeah.
You know, they just explain that, please. We're going to shut all of these people down, Tori. I want to shut down the National Security Council. I want to shut down the Atlantic Council. I want to sue the living shit out of them. I want to put them out of business. What do you think?
I think it's correct. I think
Trump's lawsuit could shut him right down.
Right. Yeah, no, it's going to shut it. But here's the thing. He's proving
Council
that
on Foreign Relations.
Yeah,
Go
but
on.
He's right. We have to get them all gone. We have to.
Fuck them. They are wrong. They are. They are committing. What's that?
They're gonna come down hard.
Well, I got a witch.
Stop! I have God. That's all.
I got a witch. I've got God. The witch was a joke, but that was earlier in it. You'd have to follow that one. But no.
Brendan and Obama and Holder and all these people could come tumbling down over.
You know, the only person we haven't brought up yet in this Shadowgate series is General Flynn.
We have so many.
I have no idea why that came in. You know, I'm sitting here. I click the thing to pop up. That was supposed to pop up a single image. Doesn't always work out right. I guess a single image wouldn't be great for great entertainment, though, for a podcast, though, either. So kind of maybe that was good. That didn't happen. But no. This lawsuit, as Trump has suggested, is probably going to go into the trillions of dollars. And like I said earlier, I'm a dick at times. I get it. Sarah Carter doesn't like me. I guarantee you. I know this. Well, she probably doesn't like herself much better. Judge Pirro probably thinks I'm a dick. I think she's a piece of garbage for what she did to me and to you inherently by covering this all up with Devin Nunes. Now, people think that I'm a dick for saying that. I'm supposed to play along. I'm supposed to play their game. Because wouldn't want to hurt Dan Bongino's feelings. He's a very sensitive individual. Actually, Alex Jones said he was a coward that was covering my stuff up, most likely because he was afraid of what might happen to... him or his family. He doesn't seem to care what already has happened to me, an Afghanistan veteran, and my family. So I'm really hoping he's okay and we'll get through this just fine. The treachery and the treason that we see. These people are actually probably just to save their own face, right? What's going to happen to Judge Pirro when my case, which is being which was sent as a demand letter to Alex Jones coming up on 30 days ago, I mean literally we're at 30 days right coming up, and when that 30 days expires and we haven't heard any response or a negative response from Alex Jones or InfoWars, then we're going to go ahead and we're going to file a $150 million lawsuit. My attorney, Kelly Sorrell, is going to file this in the state of Texas. And on that same note, within 7 days, I promise you, within 7 days of filing, of Trump filing his case in Miami in the federal court there, within 7 days you're going to find my amicus curiae, which is what my supporters have actually been helping me put together for a long time, that my book and other things. But those things, remember the Amicus Curie Fund, which ended up turning into the Shadowgate Civil Lawsuit Fund, because we went from trying to get an amicus into these, into the court system with Flynn and Powell, because hell, they were fighting it, and because of the complications with it, we ended up with this perfect opportunity. It's like everything happens for a reason. Trump files this lawsuit. My amicus Curie goes in support of Trump, in support of the plaintiff who's filed this case. Now, what's Trump got to do? Trump has to, he has to be able to prove that there was, that the White House or the government was instructing these private organizations on what to say. Now, I, you know, when we get all, when this is all said and done, think about the potential of election abuse, of election influence, right? You want to, everybody's trying to show, oh my God, right? Everybody's trying to show that, you know, ballots were duplicated and they cheated and, you know, at the polls, at the ballots. Yeah, they did. They did. Probably cost the, probably gave Biden the election. But you know what else they did? The government, through its partnership with, well, okay, I can show that our government, the taxpayers, paid for a DOD weapon, social media psychological warfare application, that's kind of like a project management tool that allows you to let me see if I can find one here real quick. It allows you to basically project manage the most malevolent PSYOP or missions that you could possibly want to do. Let me see here. Atlantic Council. ShadowNet. Clear Force Slick, that's the one I want. Copy, bring that over here, and paste, and go. There we are. Let me make that a little bit bigger here. So what we got is a DOD weapon, taxpayer funded, that was used... that Obama's national security advisor kept the intellectual property rights for, and then brought it back to the United States, which I can show was made into a commercially sold, commercially available product, and was just even discussed in the use of influencing U.S. elections. This, and then you've got the connections between Manafort and who was our partner here at the time that we were making this flyer. And he was almost immediately indicted by and being charged with the exact same things the ShadowNet was designed to do, right? And he was our number one partner. So many things connect this to take this from the battlefield, protecting Americans from our adversaries, to our homeland, to our shore, and being used to influence our elections, our foreign and domestic policy, to influence increases in defense spending, so that they can get more contracts, so that they can perpetuate this coup d'etat that they are committing on both America and our minds, right? They're hacking our shadows. So we have here something that all of these people I described earlier have been diligently trying to cover up. Now, I don't know if they're trying to cover it up right now because they're just trying to save their own ass. It's entirely possible, right? Or if they're covering it up because they're on the, you know, getting paid to, they're contractors because they're involved in it and they're guilt. Here we go, Facebook Partnership Atlanta Council. I'd love to bring those in here right now and show a couple of these while we're going through this. I don't need to show that, right? Because it's a podcast largely we're doing this for too. No, everything ties in, right? So everything Trump needs to prove in his case, we have wrapped up in my amicus brief and in my lawsuit against Alex Jones. Because what is my lawsuit against Alex Jones about? My lawsuit against Alex Jones is to prove whether or not the claims I made in Shadowgate, which resulted in the arrest of a journalist, Millie Weaver, while she was uploading the documentary, it also resulted in Alex Jones and several other assets paid for contractors of InfoWars attacked the documentary they funded, that InfoWars and Alex Jones funded. They attacked Shadowgate, the documentary, while Millie was still in jail. They were already plotting to discredit it. And by connection and by association to discredit me. So my defamation lawsuit is to prove the claims that I made in Shadowgate are true. And if they are, which, you know, they are, then that's going to be problematic for everybody who's attacked it and to discredit it, right? Because what they've done is they've made it possible for Biden to be in office right now. If, you know, if Lindsey Graham had taken what I had given him and shook his hand a couple months before the 2018 midterms, and we were talking about Obama's shadow net, Obama-Biden's shadow net, instead of Trump's impeachment, Trump would still be president right now. Hell, Republicans would have held the House. Lindsey Graham, Devin Nunes, Matt Gaetz, they all knew about the shadow net. They've all got signed, sworn affidavits that I can verify delivery on. And they covered it up. Why? Why did they protect Obama's national security advisor? Maybe because they were using it, they've been using it themselves as a competitive advantage to win the elections against their opponents. And if that's the case, what have we got? If it's the case, it sure explains how jacked up our country is right now, my friends. Because when you look around and people are trying to figure out what's going on and it's driving them crazy and their reality is being hacked and they're like, this doesn't make sense, that doesn't make sense. Maybe it's because the people that are in office aren't the patriot-loving, you know, America-loving candidates that we thought they were. Ooh, shocker, right? How is something like that even possible? It is. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic right now and a bit facetious, right? Because everybody knows about this and they did nothing. And this is going to go in front of the courts very soon. They're not going to be able to hide this. This gets submitted into Trump's lawsuit as an amicus curiae brief, and they're not going to be able to dismiss that. Now, what's going to happen is the military-industrial complex is going to flood the courthouse with amicus briefs. I can tell you that right now. they're going to use that to try. They're going to do everything they can to try to quiet this down. But between the lawsuit against Alex Jones and the amicus curiae brief being submitted into Trump's potentially $1 trillion lawsuit, which literally locks it up for him, it's in a bow, on a silver platter, shovel-ready evidence that he needs to prove that coordination and collaboration. Not only can I prove, not only does my case prove, my amicus curiae prove the coordination and collaboration between our government, the military-industrial complex, and these mainstream media the social media industrial complex. Not only does it prove the coordination, it's literally the product they use to coordinate it with. It's the project management. The ShadowNet was the project management, would be the exact project management tool they would need to be able to kill millions of profiles or to be able to build the predictive modeling, to be able to build, to be able to push across and disseminate across multiple platforms, kill shots of people's digital personas to make sure that on 1.6, all the people that they wanted taken out were removed and deplatformed and had their voice taken away, thus ensuring, solidifying their control of the narrative. That's what they did. That's what happened. You can see that's what happened. But how did they do it? How would you do that? Well, I guarantee you that we're going to find out, because where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's no way that Mark Zuckerberg can justify, with 7 billion people on the planet, his partnering with the guy I built the ShadowNet for, while General Jones, who would be General Jones, while he was the Supreme Allied Commander, the NATO Supreme Allied Commander, how the NATO SACEUR, Supreme Allied Commander of Europe. He was the chairman of the board of Atlantic Council when Facebook partnered with Atlantic Council to combat fake news. That is the organization ran by the guy I built the ShadowNet for, General Jones, that Facebook decided to partner with out of 7 billion people to combat fake news. No, I'm not buying it. And that's going to guarantee discovery. That's going to guarantee to say, okay, if a judge looks at that and says, well, this isn't significant. No. Okay, well, what if a judge, okay. Let's say a judge does look at that and says, well, this could be random. Facebook partnering with General Jones to combat fake news and allow them to share and have access to all of Facebook's user data and profile, even when he owns a company called ClearForce. Well, that's going to be interesting, because both Michael Hayden, General Hayden, and General Jones are both founders of ClearForce. We're both on the board of Wikistrat, Wikistrat owned by Joel Zemel, which gives you Wikistrat Psy Group, which is directly connected. Psy Group is one of the Black Ops partners or solutions for Cambridge Analytica. So not only did Facebook partner with the guy I built the ShadowNet for, Obama Biden's former national security advisor, they partnered with the same people who were involved in the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which resulted in a $1 billion fine to Facebook. Ooh. So a judge can dismiss both those connections and say, well, I guess Facebook just did, out of 7 billion people on the planet, wow, that was random twice. No, my friends. We're going to be exposing this. We're going to be blowing this all wide open. We're coming up in the last 5 minutes of the show right now. Need your help, folks. Please visit the visit freedomstream.tv and help out with the Shadowgate Civil Lawsuit Fund. We're going to need to raise $50,000 at least altogether to help get my attorney, help my attorney get this into the courts, and then get to, that's just to get us to the deposition. That's just to get us to the discovery phase. We're going to make it to discovery in our case. But we've also got to get our amicus curiae brief out. We've got some people helping out with that, some good people. A lot of these people are donating their time. I've committed all of my time to this, right? So we need your help in getting this. There's going to be legal fees adding up real quick. And Kelly doesn't have one of those big establishment law firms. Although, something tells me we get this through and she's going to. And bravo on her. She deserves everything for standing up. Hell, Kelly, my attorney, is one of the people most significantly responsible for getting Millie, Gavin, and her brother out of jail when they were arrested while uploading the Shadowgate documentary, right? So we need your help with that. You can visit me on Twitch at PFC Bergie. Please go to my Patreon site. I'm not able to spend a ton of time on Patreon. Between the book, between setting up and building out the website, freedomstream.tv, between going around and working with all of these people, Patrick Byrne, General Flynn, engaging with these people, getting the information that we need to be able to put a clear, common operational picture of the war zone, the battlefield that's going on, because there's no tactical map in a cyber environment, in a cyber battle, right? You've got only the intelligence that you have here and now, and it's garbage in and garbage out with that, right? You got to do the best that you can. But our country's in a war, my friends. And we need to wake up. We need to snap out of this. We need to show the people that we need to show our children, our future, that we are as strong as the people that have fought and sacrificed so hard to give us the freedoms that we enjoy today, right? We need to show that we, as Americans, are capable of honoring their sacrifices. It's not going to be easy. Tory made that comment. And I jokingly said, I got a witch. No, I got God. And I've seen some of the most amazing things that I can't even begin to explain recently, my friends. Over the last couple years, I've been guided to find the truth on this. And I've had a little help, it seems, along the way. I don't know. We'll find out how that plays out in the end. But just the fact that I'm here today is amazing. It's a miracle. I think God does not like what we're doing. I think he doesn't like that we've weaponized our shadows, that people are trying to hack our shadows. I think that this is potentially going to destroy our country or humanity. And we need to do something about it. So again, you can go and you can order a signed copy of Victim of the Swamp at freedomstream.tv. I'm getting them in and out real quick right now. Just put 9 or 10 out yesterday. I got another one going out today. Need your help on that, folks. Going to send you out with some Struggle Jennings. Good night. And God bless.